I am winded. I think that speaks volume to my superior physical condition. Bonjour, amigos. Bienvenido, secret friends. Of course, to my left, that's Fish B. Super Gladys Wonder Kitty directing her first adult film. Wish her luck. Crazy fucking news this morning. Especially, can I just read you some of the notes I had last night for today's show? First question. The Trump chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, who's like 100 years old, he's at Rikers? Is this what we're doing? Is this how we're dispensing justice? We put super senior citizen, non-violent offenders in fucking Rikers? Okay, all right. How is society better for this? It's a deterrent? Okay. I'll remember that when I'm fucking 80. Oh, don't get sent to Rikers. And I still say allegedly there's a Trump trial next week. It's the most unlikeliest of cases, the hush money case in New York. I can't allow myself to believe that it's actually happening. Like, let me know. Like, I'll set the alarm for when this trial is supposed to start. Maybe they get through jury selection. Maybe they won't. But allegedly, Trump is going to trial next week. Which, of course, inspires the ultimate question. Will Alina Hubba 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 be there? Ladies and gentlemen, Alina Hubba Hubba Hubba. Will there be nightly transcripts? Will there be daily Trump talk, truly exposing his insanity for man madness for what it truly is? Like, will he talk on his way into court? Will he talk on his way out of court? Fingers crossed, Mantis is prayed for daily Trump talk. And then, in a real eerie question that I just kind of wrote to myself to ponder. I wrote, because of the trial, is this when Trump announces Orenthal James Simpson as his running mate? Only to be stunned. Slightly after I woke up today, the news broke. Dead, aged 76 of cancer. Orenthal James Simpson. So Trump's Veep shortlist is even shorter. You could say a lot about Orenthal James Simpson. But dancing on anyone's grave seems wildly inappropriate, so I'm not going to do that. It's widely believed that he escaped justice on an uber-violent double murder. A lot of stabbing. Really fucking gross, really fucking sad, really fucking out. Evil's a confusing word for me to define, but fucking evil, Mabel. But the lesson we learn from Orenthal James Simpson, and the way during that trial, even though he had, it seemed to the layman that he was likely involved in that horrible, horrible murder. But for those of us that were around, this bizarre psychological effect that happened to wide swaths of the American public, where for reasons that are not completely clear to me, America started rooting for OJ to get off. Weird fucking energy. And some of that was, it was post Rodney King. And a lot of that didn't matter, it was OJ. A lot of people just rejoiced in the LAPD taking an L. I understand that was part of it. But not nearly all of that. And that exact same psychology that had America rallying around an alleged double murder is the same energy that just might get Trump elected. It seems I can't quite put my finger on it. I don't know if it's a uniquely American fucking phenomenon or not. But yeah, just last night I write down, will Orenthal James Simpson be announced as his running mate at trial? I've learned my lesson here. Because I've been investigating paranormal activity for almost 4 days now. I won't be writing down any more Veep speculation just in case. Just in case. I don't think I'm in charge, but at the same time, let's not rule it out just yet. Let's be careful now. I wonder what new Trump product he'll unveil one day, either coming to or fro court, because what a glorious opportunity for a pitch. And how does he unveil a new product that tops the sneakers and the Bible? I don't know where you'd hire an attorney like this, but to Trump, anything is possible. Maybe one of his attorneys will be a golden walking Bible. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Take it away, Fish B. You know, yesterday after the podcast, I was attacked by a chair. I've been investigating paranormal activity for almost 4 days. I took the garbage out, and there's like a fucking chair on the garbage, so I lifted up the garbage to put the garbage in, and the chair fell on top of me. Paranormal activity. Fish B's questions. Yo, Dickie Smalls, a.k.a. Peanut Butter Balls and Nougat Breath. Well, I need a sip of water after that mouthful. Can I read it again just for fun? Yo, Dickie Smalls, a.k.a. Peanut Butter Balls and Nougat Breath. That'd be a great law firm. Dickie Smalls, Peanut Butter Balls, and Nougat Breath. It's me, Fishbay. And I would never call you a poor man's Greg Gutfeld, because he's actually funny, and smart, and successful, and handsome, and fucks. And how does that make you feel? And are we podcasting tomorrow on Friday? Because I might need a mental health day with Quiet Riot. And, bonus or brilliant question, today's category, according to Fish B, Ariana Grande's little sister. No idea what that means. I am perplexed as everyone. But then again, I'm just a guy with peanut butter balls and nougat breath. Thank God this podcast isn't scratch and sniff. Fishby, you would never call me a poor man's Greg Gutfeld because he's actually funny and smart and successful and handsome and fox. And how does that make me feel? If it wasn't so hyperbolic, if it wasn't so over the top, I might take it worse. And I feel like you're just fucking with me, so I'm actually okay on this. Sure, you know. This is a very subjective thing. There are people that think Greg Gutfeld is one of the funniest people to ever walk the planet. Just brilliant. I'm not in that camp, but whatever. And are we podcasting tomorrow? Because I might need a mental health day with Quite Riot. Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. Are they getting wild? Wild, wild? I don't know. Tomorrow's Friday. I mean, we used to do the numbers. No point in doing those. We haven't been consistent lately. But I think so. I certainly wouldn't wager anything on it, but I think we're podcasting tomorrow. And if you need a mental health day with Quiet Riot, so be it. And bonus or brilliant question. Today's category, Ariana Grande's little sister. And the question is, who's the oldest? Jenna Ortega? Millie? Bobby Brown? Or Billie Eilish? Who's the oldest? Fishby, the category is Ariana Grande's little sister. I don't believe any of these women are of relation to Ariana Grande. But it is a better category, or better category than the ghost of Jeffrey Epstein knows the answer. Ariana Grande's little sister is much classier. Who's the oldest, Jenna Ortega, Millie Bobby Brown, or Billie Eilish? I don't know, just best guess. I know Billie Eilish, like, became a sensation when I think she's only, like, 16 years old, but God, that seems like 7-8 years ago, doesn't it? Which makes her, like, at least 24, something like that. So, Billie Eilish, final answer, Reed. Jenna Ortega was born September 27th, 2002. Millie Bobby Brown, born February 19th, 2004. So, she just turned 21. I know you grew up quick in Hollywood, but get it married? And Billie Eilish, born December 18th, 2001. Thank you, Fishby. My math sucks, but that makes Billie Eilish the oldest of the three. And that means my sperm count is skyrocketing. As is the inherent stench of peanut butter balls and nougat breath. Hooray me. Can we just take a moment and bask in the glory? Basking is very uncomfortable, so I make sounds. We only have 15 minutes. Up by noon at the latest. Every single weekday, except when the wheels fall off. May we all be extra flexible today. Until manana, maybe. Say adios, Fishbee.